Audio Tutorial Work Products Introduction. A brief description of all of the work products is available online and here in this audio tutorial. For those work products that are fully operational, the sample work product link online A displays the format of each work product and B provides guidance as to the data management of such work product. Also, each work product shown may be directly linked to a subsite online that provides the eligible user with detailed information relative to this work product, such as input, output, production, administration, etc., as well as helpful background reading. The following is a listing and brief description of the menu of work products. A. Claim reserves. Number 1. Healthcare plans. A. Traditional. User-produced claim reserves that are obtained in quarterly or even monthly issues are most helpful, A, in accounting or regulatory requirements, and also, B, in serving as effective and ongoing claims experience monitoring indices. The claim reserve is A, probabilistic, shows potential plus minus swings in a statistical manner, thereby satisfying any enterprise risk management demands. B, adjustable by a separate amended claim reserve work product that identifies 1. specific safety margins, 2. in course of settlement claims that are out of the ordinary, such as lawsuits, larger claims for COB, network settlements, etc. Statistical sampling theory is used. B, amendment. Number 1, the traditional claim reserve has these four conditions. A, makes no provision for any safety margins. B, may be based upon submitted claims or lag data that include claims over the specific stop-loss limit, thereby overstating the claim reserve. And C, does not account for claims that have been reported but are in a lengthy delay. In processing status, that is COB, lawsuits, managed care network adjudications, Medicare secondary adjustments, and D, excludes claim settlement expenses. This amendment makes specific provision for each of these four conditions. Number 2, up claim reserves, the workers' compensation, and number 3, the long-term disability work products are currently being developed. B. Monte Carlo simulations. The first work product is the claim fluctuations and economic value of stop loss. This work product shows the projected plan claims and also the potential plus minus swings in a statistical manner, both with and without stop loss coverage. The difference in projected costs is the economic value of the stop loss. This work product typically is useful in A. understanding the basic nature of the risk, B, setting reasonable stop-loss terms, and C, measuring the economic value of and the gross premiums for such stop-loss. This exercise satisfies common risk management disciplines. Monte Carlo simulations are used. Number 2, the second work product of Monte Carlo simulations is the economic value of plan benefits and managed care arrangements. Two formats are available, A, per calendar deductibles, and B, per occurrence deductibles. Blending of the two formats are commonly found. What is particularly useful is for the eligible user to take the results of this work product and compute the quotient of the 1, economic value, divided by the 2, participant contribution, a measure of such participants' ROI. This ROI index becomes a factor in performing discrimination testing for medical reimbursement plans. Monte Carlo simulations are used. The third work product for Monte Carlo simulations is the HRA model, which is currently being developed. Number 4, Monte Carlo simulations. The Monte Carlo method is actually quite general. Monte Carlo methods are based on the use of stochastic technique in that they employ the use of random numbers and probability statistics to investigate problems. One can find Monte Carlo methods used in everything from economics to nuclear physics or regulating the flow of traffic. Of course, the way they are applied varies widely from field to field, and there are dozens of subsets of Monte Carlo even within chemistry. But strictly speaking, to call something a Monte Carlo simulation, all you need to do is use random numbers to examine some problem. The use of Monte Carlo methods to model physical problems allows us to examine more complex systems. Solving equations which describe the interactions between two atoms is really simple. Solving the same equations for hundreds of thousands of atoms is impossible. With Monte Carlo methods, a large system can be sampled in a number of random configurations, and that data can be used to describe the system as a whole. C. Government Entity Certification Work Product. Work products for Iowa and Ohio are now online. That for Florida is in the process of preparation. Other states have a variety of requirements but do not require a dedicated work product. D. Medicare Part D. Two work products are available here. A. The attestation of actuarial equivalence that provides the feasibility analysis by which the employer can elect or reject the subsidy. And B. The certificate of creditable coverage. E. Annual Actuarial Report. Number 1. Traditional Report. The practice of actuarially determining such rates is well established and needs no comments. What is new and now practical with such computer-generated rates is this. Establish new plan funding and COBRA rates on a monthly basis, gaining these advantages. A. Such procedure is the ultimate in ongoing claims experience monitoring. B. The resultant funding rates serve the best in employer financial discipline. And C. The resultant COBRA rates are most equitable to both the employer and the COBRA beneficiary. The reader will note that monthly determined COBRA rates affect new COBRA beneficiaries only because of the statutory requirement that such rates may be changed no more frequently than annually. Number 2. HRA report is currently being developed. And F. Consumer-driven healthcare work products. The HRA model and the HSA model work products are currently being developed. G. Federal income tax issues. Number 1. Discrimination. While the law requires that plans meet all appropriate discrimination tests, the meeting of such requirements by the employers and the enforcement thereof by the regulators have both been tepid at best. Such compliance is not a reportable item on the Form 5500. This casual practice of the employers and the regulators is in transition, however. Even so, the reasoning is persuasive that if such compliance can be established, A, as an internal audit matter, and B, at little cost of effort, there's little or no justification for not so doing. Number 2. Self-employment. This work product is currently being developed. H. Accounting-related work products. Number 1. The FASB 12 computations are currently being developed. Number 2. Alternatives to retiree reserves. The need to establish retiree reserves as required by FAS 106 and GASB 4345 is removed by doing the following. A. For FAS 106, amend the plan so as to treat early retirees as COBRAs, and B. For GASB 4345, make the coverage for other retirees employee pay all, with the COBRA contribution actuarially determined so as to be at parity with the benefits offered. I. Administrative work products. a broad range of documents may be prepared, stored, transmitted, etc. by AWPSE. Most of these are currently being developed. J. Topic-specific work products. These include work products that are less complicated than the work products, but more complicated than the administrative work products. K. Library-type services. These include AWPSE-sponsored texts that are offered in both print and audio format. And the following are a list of these types of library services. Number 1, Risk and Actuarial Guide. Number 2, Discrimination Text. Number 3, Health Care Reform Act. And number 4, Trade and Commerce Laws. This concludes the audio tutorial, Work Products.